speaker here. All right, so do you remember any of the race?
Oh, man. Through 750, yeah. I mean, we knew we were down, but the last 500, the wall started coming in, and I was just trying to get my blade in the water and pull as hard as I could. I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of emotional right now. I'm just starting to sink in when we just pulled off, but wow, yeah, that was something else. I mean, we were pretty far down at that one point there, and we just never gave up. You know, Caden just kept us in it. She kept us in it. She kept us confident, and when she said go, I mean, wow, we just kicked it so hard.
So did you guys have a plan ahead of time, Rob, that if you were back, you know, by a substantial amount, that you were going to kick your...
Yeah, I mean, you know, we knew Cal and Stanford and, you know, maybe Brown and Harvard, they were gonna punch each other out in the first 750, first foul, and we just, you know, but the goal wasn't to let them get that far ahead, honestly. We wanted to maintain a little more contact. Like, you know, we were open for four, maybe five seats down. If Mike said, if we're four or five seats down, then we're in a good spot. But, I mean, he said if you're eight seats down, you got to have a perfect race with 1,000 meters to go, and I think we pulled it off. I mean, it was pretty flawless to go, and... I know at 750 to go, we upped it, and then 500 we upped it again, and then last couple hundred meters, it was just empty the tank, man. So
hey, Robbie, I've been watching crew races for a long time. I've been involved with some heart stoppers, but I've never seen anything like that.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh, I know. Like it was when Caden said it was go time. I mean, we had no choice. It was either, you know, make our move now or pack it in, because, you know, we had to do something. We had to. It was.
Robbie, tell me what this means to you, but also as the captain of this team.
Jeez, man, that's a deep question. It's everything. I mean, this is what we want. You know, I've wanted to do this since I came out here, since I was a grunny. I mean, I walk out of that locker room every day and I see the 97 crews that swept, and you know, the team's come close the last couple of years, and to do it this year, it's pretty. It's unreal, man. I can't even, you know, it hasn't hit me yet. It honestly hasn't. Like, it's a full team effort today, you know, from all the guys out here to the guys who didn't come out here to the guys who stayed behind in Seattle and cheering us on, the guys who show up every day, like the Alex Keatses and the, you know, the Pekaskis and the Plumers, those guys that push us every day. Like, everyone, it was one goal. And, you know, our team's really tight this year. Everyone's really close. And it's unreal, man, just to do it, to bring it back to Seattle again. You know, I think the guys came so close last year. It's, I'll never forget it as long as I live. You know, this is what you dream of. This is what I've wanted to do. This is what we've all wanted to do. It's I'm proud to be a Husky. I'm proud to be in this boat with these other athletes, with Will and Max and Jesse and BJ. This is BJ's fourth in a row. He won four national championships, and, you know, it's just a testament to what this kind of team is.